Hey everyone, you'll enjoy this one. I was on GB News again this morning on a short item with Beverly Turner, and we had a discussion on the proofs around lockdown or mask effectiveness or ineffectiveness. So I think it was a great little piece. I really hope you enjoy it. And remember, GB News are Ofcom regulated, not mega mainstream, but certainly mainstream news. And of course, as always, we referred to OECD and government data and made sure we didn't stray at all into problematic areas. And yet still, I think our discussion had some great revelations. So enjoy.
There is no better man to talk to about exactly where we are at now than this next guest. He's so good, in fact, that I'm awarding him this week's Turner Prize, which only goes to people who have used facts and data rather than emotion to assess the situation, particularly in relation to COVID and our freedoms, which we must not lose. So I am very delighted to welcome Ivor Cummings to the show, with a man with almost 250,000 subscribers on YouTube who makes it his mission to decode the science. Good morning to you, Ivor. Thank you so much for joining me. Right. We were all talking, there's a lot of new year, OK? The weather is cold again. The hospitals are getting busy. People are starting to get worried about COVID. And of course, there are those in positions of power and those who are not in position of power considering whether we would need another lockdown again, whether we should be wearing masks. What did you conclude this week?
Right, Bev, thanks. Great to be here. So as always, nearly 3 years now, I share the data and I share my inference and I go through it. And that's all. And no one has ever countered me successfully, for what it's worth. So the other day I did a video, I decided to revisit Sweden and I went through Professor Karl Popper. Now, I won't get too heavy here, but Professor Karl Popper was a hero of scientific and logical inference. And basically, he had the black swan hypothesis, judgment, logic. So the asymmetry of proof. So essentially, if you take the hypothesis that lockdowns and masks are effective, well, Sweden destroys that hypothesis single-handedly. Now, I hasten to add, we have nearly 100 papers and analyses now that looked at all countries, all counties of America, and came to the same conclusion. So we're as close to a scientific proof now as you can get that lockdowns and masks are simply ineffective. And my video went through Sweden. Sweden in OECD data, middle of the year, I think it was Daily Skeptic, put out that data and an article. And Sweden is the winner, largely, in lowest excess mortality throughout the whole pandemic period. And remember, CNN went to Sweden in May 2020. So there's no question. They interviewed people. They went into hairdressers, cafes, and there was nothing really notable in terms of measures. And yet Sweden came out with the best performance almost in all the OECD countries. That's a black swan that breaks the hypothesis that lockdowns and masks are effective. That's it.
So when you look at the figures that you've independently analysed, and this is why you are the recipient of the Turner Prize, Ivor Cummings, which is because you, from the moment I came across you on YouTube, as you said, 2.5 years ago, you were purely looking at the data. That's all you've ever done, looked at the figures. You took all the emotion out of it. You didn't have a vested interest. And let's face it, a lot of people have done in this particular narrative. So Sweden had the lowest cumulative excess deaths between 2020 and 22 at just over about 6% compared to the UK, which this data says had 24.5% excess deaths. But why is that? Why did Sweden do so well?
Well, one of the biggest factors, Bev, in a COVID impact we know is metabolic health. And let's be honest, the UK is not far behind America in terms of a disaster in metabolic health and insulin resistance.
And this was sorry to interrupt you, Ivor. This was your area of specialism. It continues to be now, but you obviously did a little bit of a kind of fork in the road, didn't you, in terms of COVID? But this is your area of specialism.
Absolutely, yeah. I have a book, Eat Rich, Live Long, with Denver doctor Jeffrey Gerber, and I've been 10 years analysing metabolic health data. So I have an enormous network of professors and doctors in metabolic health all over the world. But when COVID came along, I pivoted into that, and it became clear very early on, I mean, from news articles and from China data, that insulin resistance slash diabetes, essentially metabolic health problems, were the massive decider of COVID outcomes. So I naturally pivoted in. But Sweden, I was there twice in the last couple of years. I have a lot of Swedish friends. You just walk into Stockholm and look around and you can see the difference visually. You don't need to measure their blood.
Okay, so what? So one of the reasons then that Sweden did so well is because they don't have the same obesity condition, the same metabolic crisis that a lot of other countries have. But what about their approach to masks and lockdowns? Why was that beneficial?
Well, in their case, as I said, they proved via Black Swan that the masks and lockdowns are totally ineffective. And they just backed up the 100 papers and analyses that show us that scientifically. So by not doing lockdown and not wearing masks and having kids up to 16 in school throughout, they proved with their excellent performance and the latest data, the OECD I mentioned, I did look yesterday or the day before, pulled it. And the Nordics now are around 11.5% as a group without Sweden, and Sweden's around 9.5%. They're approximate figures. So they beat the Nordics with no lockdowns, no masks, and kids up to 16 in school. And that's as close to a scientific proof. There's no proofs in science, in a sense. That's as close as you can get in science. And you add it to all the other analyses. The lockdowns, the masks, and the kids taken out of school had no real world benefit that's measurable in terms of COVID outcomes. But the harms of lockdown, I don't need to catalogue those. They are extraordinary and shocking.
Yeah, and we'll get you on another day to talk about those. But Ivor Cummins, you win the GB News mug. I've drunk out of this one. I won't send you this. I'll get you a clean one. But you win the Turner Prize for sticking your neck out, for swimming against the tide and being an absolute hero. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, there you go. The excellent Beverly Turner on the superbly honest GB News puts the rest of the mainstream media to shame, to be quite honest. So do sign up to their YouTube channel and their Twitter account, etc. I'll put the links below. And of course, as always, huge thanks to everyone out there who supported me through my Patreon or PayPal links below and anyone who can jump on board. So I'm making great efforts, as always, to get out the real data, the real published data and scientific inference around what's actually happening in the world today. And we need it because GB News is doing its best, but the main legacy media just pump out a fire hose torrent of nonsense most of the time when it comes to scientific or health related matters. So let's hopefully keep in 2023 things going where we get out proper scientific inference of the data that's available and not the narrative nonsense. So thank you.